What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The world's greatest golfers are in Charlotte on the hunt for the Wanamaker Trophy at Quail Hollow and wanna make a lot of money.
I want to win for a lot of different reasons. Is money one of them? Yeah.
This is Prime Time on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Competitively, it's not about that. It's about trying to win golf tournaments.
The Fan.
Hour number two, one half of your Sports Bros, an SOB edition of Prime Time today, about an hour away from tip-off in Game 6 at Madison Square Garden tonight between the Celtics and Knicks. Knicks trying to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers, but we have more important matters at hand. It's possible the old Jason Swigard, we think that we might have a new ace horse betting handicapper. Will Ortner.
Doesn't he have a gambling show? Don't you do some sort of weird gambling show?
I don't do a weird gambling show. I do a fantastic gambling show with Brandon Sprague on BetMGM Networks. You can tune into that on Sundays. It is from 5 to 6. Yes. You should tune in. Yes. It's a great show.
Not a weird show, a fantastic gambling. Poor choice of words on my part.
A great Odyssey show that people are saying is the future of Sunday sports radio.
There's a buzz out there. And now that you specialize.
Well, and people are tweeting about it. And when you hit the winner in the Black Eyed Susan Stakes out at Pimlico one day in advance of the Preakness,
That's bolstering your gambling fund.
Do we know what the so when you hit the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah.
What were you at? What were the odds?
It was insane. It was $1 to win $1,700.
Yeah.
You hit the superfecta.
I hit the superfecta of the Derby.
Yeah. So you're doing more than I'm picking winners. I was reading today trying to figure out how like the exactas and the boxes work. So I'm dabbling in that.
Mm-hmm. So what did you win?
I don't know. I think I got it at little over 2 to 1.
It sounded like he bet win place show for the horse that won, so he should get three different payouts.
Yeah, it's going to be $2 for each one, and then whatever the payout for each one. So it was the heavy favorite. Okay. I didn't come in here and crush.
I thought we were talking another.
No.
But the latest winner within the walls of 1080.
All I know is the last two times that someone at the Fan has gambled on a horse race, they have both won.
So. I might even go back to the last three times I don't know if people bet on the Belmont, but I still recall I was out on parental leave, but Ortner and Rob hit on Mystic Dan last year.
We hit on Mystic Dan in the Kentucky. We kind of batted it around. That's the one time I've ever gotten like an unexpected text from Rob.
A non-work related.
Exactly. And it was straight up just, we won. I won more than you.
Sounds about right.
I've never bet on a horse that I wasn't watching in person.
Oh, in person.
I wish I could. That's the one sporting thing I want to do that, like, I can't do here.
Well, I mean, we used to go down, I mean, I'm so old, but I used to go down to Portland Meadows.
I used to go down to Golden Gate Fields in Berkeley. Yeah.
And then the Multnomah Greyhound Park, yeah, which you shouldn't do because that's a terrible like thing. But I used to love when my dad, when I was little, my dad would take us to the Greyhound races. Here comes Rusty. And those were fun times. But I've never actually, and then we had a couple down in Florida, but I've never actually bet on a horse that I other than actually going to the horse, which is kind of fun. If you ever go to like an actual track, because all mm-hmm. the old cronies are milling around there, so you saddle up with some old guy wearing a fedora, and you start talking to that guy, and you follow his bets, and it's a fun little afternoon.
My aunt and uncle live about 5 minutes from the Santa Anita racetrack, and that's on the sports bucket list. Yeah. Like I want to go down and spend a whole Saturday or Sunday and just bet the horses at Santa Anita.
I've been down to Santa Anita. It's awesome. It's a great setting. It's really fun.
I feel bad though, because like yeah, you know, that bunch of those horses are going to be shipped off to Mexico and eaten and taken out back and shot, and the greyhounds, like it's a lot like the zoo. I just kind of have to, you just have to kind of put your mind somewhere else and go in and enjoy it.
Well, did you hear about Whipping Gate from the Derby? That
no,
that now apparently, I didn't know this. I kind of remembered this getting kicked around.
You're
a
not
few,
allowed to
a
whip
few,
the horse, right?
There's a limit to how much whipping you can do after one Derby winner, I can't remember which winner, I can look it up, was whipped 49 times by its jockey in the Kentucky Derby, and so then people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So you have to count the number of times?
That's correct, and now you're only allowed to whip your horse 6 times during the race.
Really?
And then they also will do, apparently I've now learned, they do like a fake whip where they hit it on their own leg, but they don't make contact, and the horse like hears the sound. It's like almost like a placebo effect type deal.
Really?
Because they want to abuse that animal, but they can't do it, so they pretend to.
I love when we do these weird, so like, hey, we're going to whip the horse, but we're going to whip
Yeah, I mean, you've enslaved
less.
The animal, put a human on its back, you've bound it with gear, and now you're saying, you know what, we shouldn't hit it that many times.
I'm only going to whip it a little bit.
But the jockey and owners, I mean, I guess the owners and trainers of Sovereignty that won the Kentucky Derby, yeah, they had to pay a $62,000 fine for 2 extra whips.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
huh. That so it doesn't DQ you, and if that's the case, why wouldn't you just hit it 50
wouldn't
times?
You just whip the S? Like,
you're going to make that back in one stud fee.
Yeah, if you're like, if you're coming down the stretch and you're like, you're close, wouldn't you just start whipping the hell out thing? You're like, if 62 grand's your, what, 31 grand a whip? Or does it increase the number of whips?
Well, and I heard they had
like, which each whip does it?
It's each one is 31.
Yeah, that would be each one would be 31.
Yeah, each one is. It's not like it's 31.
So that's
like
just
an,
like
it was like
how
an
do you
escalator.
Come up with that number?
31,000.
Not 30.
CBA.
The horses.
They fought for it.
As a Clydesdale, maybe I should represent them.
Can you imagine if that was like the case? Like you could beat like your kid, but there was like a fine to be.
It's like yeah, but you better stop at 5. Once you can count on 2 hands, that's too many.
Open hand slap versus I use the belt.
Doesn't count. That doesn't count. That was an open hand. Yeah,
God bless horse racing and abusing animals. That's why when the rodeo people are like, we treat those animals great, other than tying a rope around its nuts and then kicking it with spurs.
Yeah,
but other than that,
they live a happy life.
We treat them fantastic.
We'll get into some Preakness picks around 5:15, but also want to get into the PGA Championship just a little bit. It's kind of been a weird tournament in that there's just not a lot of juice towards the top of the board. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Johnny Vegas sitting atop the leaderboard. He has a 2-shot lead.
Johnny Vegas.
And I believe I found out he is Venezuelan.
He's Venezuelan.
Venezuelan.
Right. Well, go Venezuelan Johnny Vegas.
Then you've got behind, like, there are 3 guys tied for second. Matthew Pavone, Matt Fitzpatrick, who at least we've heard of, and Siwoo Kim, who had an ace today. That was pretty sweet. He did it with the 3-wood. But now lurking is Scottie Scheffler, so that at least gives us some juice going
well,
into the
Homa
weekend.
Too.
Oh, and Homa's a cool story, too, because that dude, I think somebody even put in the story today that he said he had been broken, but he was a disaster at the start of this season, and he had an incredible day today, including maybe the highlight of the day, he nearly aced a par 4 with his driver. It was special.
And he seems like a pretty cool guy.
He does. He seems like a down-to-earth, real dude. He has a pretty big social media following, but I don't think it's because he's working towards that necessarily. I think he seems like one of the good ones, one of the authentic guys, and hopefully that's the case.
And the doucher is, what, 3-under? I think Tony Finau is 3-under. Tommy Fleetwood at 2. But it is not a it is not a who's who at the top of this thing.
No.
Which kind of makes sense because, to be honest with you, the PGA Championship, it's like,
meh.
It's by far the lesser of the majors. You're like, yeah, it's the, I always say it's like when you're watching tennis and it's the Australian Open. Yeah, it's a major, but.
Well, I mean, when you say that. Other than maybe the ace today, the two most exciting things that happened out at Quail Hollow was there was a snake going across the fairway, and then you had Tyrrell Hatton dropping a C-bomb on a hot mic. And then also Shane Lowry flipping off the mud ball and the divot in the ground after talking to officials. So, I mean, things are happening out at Quail Hollow. I don't know if any of them are particularly exciting. By the way, what wildlife would you least want to run into on the golf course, realistically?
That you could actually run into?
Yeah.
Well, being from Alaska, I would say the answer to that is the moose.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's the bear, but it is not. It is the moose. The moose is way scarier than the bear. The bear just wants to be left alone, mm-hmm. and you know to stay away from the bear.
Aren't moose kind of mean?
Yeah. Well, everyone thinks that moose are, like, friendly and think they're, like, horses.
So they're ornery, right?
They're giant, and they will stomp the living hell out of you.
Yeah.
So, my dad was a course marshal in Alaska. And holes would, like, you'd be playing, and then, like, a bear will make a kill on the course.
Nice.
And then you have to, like, holes 3 and 4 are shut down because the bear will have killed something, and it's in the fairway.
Nice.
And that's one of those, like, yeah, you go around it. Florida, I've ran into some gators, and
sure.
No one thinks anything about that.
Yeah.
That's a trip the first time you're in Florida.
Yeah.
And you shank one, you don't go in the water. Like, if your ball is over by the water.
Don't even bother.
No, you don't even bother. But. Yeah, you're playing and you have to learn to just accept the fact that there will be gators on the course, but no one down there gives two blanks about it. So in the U.S., I don't really think...
There's not a lot. I guess if
Alaska,
there were...
Alaska, you get bears and moose, and that does happen. That happens quite a bit.
Yeah, there are not a lot of predators that you're going to encounter on an American golf course. I wouldn't
Snakes.
Think that they're going to... Yeah, I mean, but again... You'd have to, like, almost stumble into that. They're not going to be, like, coming after you.
No, but if you've ever played, like, down in Mexico, because I haven't played a lot of golf in Arizona. I have played in Mexico,
mm-hmm. And
it's the same thing. When you hit one OB or you hit one into the brush, you don't go looking for
it. Yeah, because you're going to get bit.
Yeah. And there'll be signs down in some of those Mexican courses that will let you know in English, don't go looking for your ball in the scrub. Yeah, that's just one of those. I would say that, like... And that's the same thing, like, down in Florida or Louisiana.
Sure.
Same thing. A lot of water snakes.
Yeah. Water moccasins.
Yeah, you just leave that. You leave that be. But if you're, like, in, like, Wisconsin, what are you going to run into? Like an angry badger?
Yeah, out at Sun River at Crosswater, they have, like, elk migration that goes through there. And so we've had to just stop our round to let, like, a herd go through the fairway. But it's never been, it's never seemed like a threat or anything like that.
My dad would always send us photos as a course marshal. He'd always send us fun photos from Anchorage, and occasionally you get a bear that would chase you in a golf cart, but it was just running you off of, you know, it wanted you out of there.
I was at the reserve last week, and I saw a badass bald eagle on, like, 13 or 14.
That's
great.
Fun.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that would, like, we don't really have a lot of scary stuff that would be, like... Like a cougar, I wouldn't think would ever go near a golf course.
See, and that's just it. Anything that could hurt you, I think probably wouldn't come out to, like, the wide open clearing and just go after you. It seems unlikely.
Wolves would never come out there.
I have seen like an animal warfare video from a golf in, I can't remember where it was in Southeast Asia, but basically these dudes were teeing off in the tee box, and, like, right next to them was a fight to the death between a cobra and a mongoose going on.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have either of those.
No,
but.
We're kind of spoiled in the U.S. that we really don't have a lot of, we don't really have a lot of scary wildlife.
No.
Other parts of the world, it's no good. It's no good.
Different story.
I guess down south, right, we do get, like, the spiders and scorpions, but
yeah. The
Pacific Northwest, we're just kind of safe,
We're doing okay, I think.
We don't really have poisonous snakes. We don't really have poisonous spiders.
We don't have larger predators that are going to be aggressive towards humans in that setting.
We have black bears, which, whatever.
Yeah.
The black bear ain't doing anything to you. Yeah, we really don't have much of anything. We're just kind of nestled away nice and safe in our little corner. Down at Bandon, outside of, like, an angry puffin, right, or something.
Yeah,
like,
look out for those puffins.
It's like, what's coming for
you? A pack of cottontail bunnies.
Yeah, you're fine. Bandon's, like, the safest place on earth to play golf until the tidal wave comes in and gets you.
By the way, I saw something happening out at Quail Hollow today. I was aware someone was doing this on tour. I did not realize that he was in this tournament. I struggled to pronounce his name yesterday, and I'm going to again. Ro Hisatsune. He's Japanese. And you've seen people using that aim point method of putting now, where they stand over and they do the fingers and they like kind of.
I don't
look.
Understand what it is.
I don't either. And apparently it's pissing off a lot of golf community. Like half of golf is like, that takes too long. Just go putt your ball. This is stupid. And like, they're like, no, it works. It's how I read my putts. And it's become a really dumb golf battle. He's taken it one step further beyond the aim point. He's doing something now for not only every putt, but every chip. He's having his caddy walk over to him with his water bottle. And he's taking a sip of his water. And then he is standing where he is on the green. And he is using the mouthfeel of the water in his mouth to understand the tilt forward, back, or side to side of the green. I can't believe someone's actually doing this.
Look, if you're a professional, this is my level of... The better golfer you are, you can do whatever you want. If I'm playing... Because I'm like a 15, right? I'm trying to break 90. If I break 90, it's a good day.
Yeah.
If I'm playing with someone that's a scratch golfer, and under no circumstances do I have the ability to tell a scratch golfer to hurry up or anything, right? But if you're like me and you're out there doing that, I will
take a swig of water.
Dude, I'd be like, dude, get the F out of here.
Yeah.
Unless you are a single digit, your only objective, and I'll even say if you're a 10, 11, you're right there with me. The only objective you have is to play as fast as the fastest person in your group.
Yeah.
Or the best person in your group.
I've heard the old adage, if you're good, play fast. If you're bad, play faster.
Yes. 100%. But if you're really good, you can take whatever time. I get it. Because you're out there having a real... There's a real experience there.
I just think that method seems like right out of the... I don't know, like crackpot golf fixes. It's, you know, it goes right into the like, oh, buy this device that holds your arms here and trains you to do that. Like the water in your mouth is telling you how this putt's going
to
go.
Look, it seems douchey to me, but that's what that guy does for a living.
I guess so.
It's the same thing. If you walk into a gym, right, and there's a dude getting ready to squat 550 pounds, that guy can do whatever he wants. That guy can take as long as he wants in that rack. That guy can wrap whatever he wants. He can use whatever dumb belt, whatever that guy's got. If you got 125 on your back, get the hell out of there. Move it in. The better you are at something, the longer you can take. Bowling, same thing. Guy's own ball, shoes. He's rubbing everything down. He's got his little... When you're really good at something, you can take your time.
It's like in Bull Durham when Kevin Costner's character Crash Davis tells Nuke LaLoosh, you know, you can't get fungus on your shower shoes until you're in the pros and you're winning a Cy Young and your ERA is sub three. Then it'll be quirky. But until then, you got to act like a professional.
You win 20 in the show, you can let the fungus grow back on your shower shoes and everyone will think you're colorful.
Until
then, it makes you a slob.
You see, you've got the line dialed in.
You Amen, know Crash. Amen. Water in your mouth.
We're creating.
I got a little watch now that'll tell you. I know you can't use them, but my watch, I have a little golf watch and it'll tell you, it'll read the green for you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I've seen the golf watches, obviously, that measure your distance and whatnot. But
you just stand on the green, and it tells you where you're out on the green, and then it's got the little arrows, and it tells you where everything
is. Now, I don't know that I can actually do anything with that. Again,
the number of times that actually helps me out,
it does. I saw like an Onion article the other day. It's like, can I use your rangefinder? Can't tell if that's 160 or 165, says golfer right before he duffs at 6 feet.
Thank you. That's all I need is, like, I just need a rough estimate. Like, I'll have if I'm playing with my buddy and he hits one and he's within a couple feet of me, I always just ask, what was it for you?
And then you add one or two more.
And he'll be like, well, let me shoot it for you. I don't need it. Just what did you hit?
Yeah.
I don't have a 4 yard distance control. You, if I'm within 10 of where you're at,
I'm not going pin hunting out here.
No, we're fine. It's more of a horseshoes hand grenade sort of guy. Just gonna throw it towards the middle. Thanks for the rough number.
We're creating towards in the news where we have to learn about the Oregon man who's quit his job to set sail with his cat. And additionally, what percentage of Oregonians are living outside of their comfortable cost of living means? But first, a couple more basketball nuggets before we tip off this game six, including an interesting injury note on Jason Tatum. Will it make a difference in his recovery? That's next, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Primetime. In the news coming up, we also have some Diamond Dunkaroos to get to in baseball.
Diamond Dunkaroos, I like that.
Including what highlights from what may be the greatest baseball game I've ever heard of.
Tickle me intrigued.
Happened yesterday in the college ranks. Just an unreal finish, unreal stat lines. I can't imagine it's out of a video game.
We had someone we were talking about, like, encountering bad things on a golf course.
Uh-huh.
This guy said he had a buddy get bit by a rattlesnake playing golf in Eastern Washington. Ooh. 10 vials of anti-venom, 10,000 apiece.
Oh!
Does insurance cover?
I would hope so, because what are they going to do otherwise? Let you die? I mean, don't they have to give that to you?
Well, I'm assuming they do, but do you get a bill for 100 Gs?
God, that's an expensive bite, man.
Do we need to get into the anti-venom game?
Yeah, see, there's always an angle with you. I like that. There are ways to make money in society, some of them stranger than others. I like this. We should become antidote guys.
I said it was a timber rattler. He was 6'5", 300. It took him down. Yes, insurance paid. They had to fly in 4 more vials from Seattle.
Oh, my God.
So, boy, is Weird Snake Guy, is he just making money hand over fist? Because, like, the anti-venom, right, that's why they milk the snake?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you see those dudes, and they're like, they make the snake, like, bite the...
The top of the jar
the
kind of a deal?
Top of the jar.
Yeah.
Ooh, but big money.
God.
There you go, Will. You're looking to advance in life.
No.
Become a...
Yeah, you thought asbestos cleanup was going to pay.
Snake venom guy.
Asbestos cleanup did pay.
Not like snake anti-venom guy.
I want no part of snake or snake culture. I'd like to stay far, far away. Not a Slytherin, more of a Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
That's fair.
Coward.
That was a funny joke.
Not when you say that afterwards.
10K for a thing of anti-venom.
Yeah.
Man, all right, well, go snake.
I got to put some respect on that snake's name, too. This wasn't some pipsqueak he took down. 6'5", 300? Like,
yeah.
this is serious business. What? Probably as our UTSA coach would say, at least I think would say.
It would have killed a lesser man.
Probably would have killed a lesser man.
I've never been bitten by a poisonous snake, and I don't really want to.
Don't plan
Does
to.
Size make the it worse? Like, does your body size make the venom go through you more quickly?
No, I think
quickly?
It'd be better. It's like anything else. I think size helps you.
Yeah.
So then shouldn't they need less vials?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's impressive is the snake was that powerful with a person that size. It probably would have completely taken out someone even smaller.
Well, they say all the time that, like, one snake bite, like, if it gets you good, it's like a lot of those, it's enough to kill, like, 10 people. Like, if it gets you good, and depending on where it gets you, it's plenty of venom. Like, if you don't get treated with that stuff, And then, like, even if you do get treated, it can, like, rot away your leg. And, yeah, it's – I had a buddy that I played with in Tampa get bit by a – is it a brown recluse spider?
Spider, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And it just ate, like, his whole calf. It bit him in the leg, and he had, like, a huge – he had to retire from football. Like it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had to, like, cut out – don't worry, he sued and won a bunch of money. But, yeah, they had to cut out, like, a big hunk of his calf. Because it was like a, what is it, like necro? Whatever.
Yeah, like the, it will, yeah, it's like a, what they leave in you is like back, is flesh-eating bacteria or
yeah,
whatever.
Like yeah, like ate away his calf. He got bit when we were in NFL Europe, and then God, he like went to the doctor and was like, hey, I got bit by something, and they were like, oh, you're fine. And then they put him on an airplane, and like they sent him back home and said he was fine. They'd given him some antibiotics or something, and and then, like, they had to do, like, an emergency landing. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. And then they had to go in and, like, operate on his calf. And I think he won a good.
I would imagine if they were like, you're fine. And, like, they lose part of the leg. Yeah. You got to.
So I don't know if that's worth it or not. But, like, he's, you know, he got a good chunk of change.
Well, we're not getting to Jason Tatum's Achilles here because I do have one more story on that tip. We had family friends who were LDS, and they had someone in their church who had been on a mission. I don't remember where in Africa. I think it was Western Africa. And they got bit by something right at the end of, like, the years that they were over there. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the week before they came home. And it was a bite. And at first it was just a little bit inflamed and itchy. And they're like, you know what? I'm just going to get it taken care of when I go home. By the time they're home and see a doctor, it's like 6 or 7 days later. Yeah. And this thing has grown and swelled to like the size of like half a grapefruit on their leg. And it's wildly itchy. And the person is like kind of going crazy, like scratching at this thing. Yeah. And they go into the doctor's office and the doctor wants to start like laying out some sheets and things like that. Really? And then he's like, now, you know, you might want to like look away or just,
it's going to be like, and
they're prodding around. They're thinking it's going to be fluid that comes out. Yeah. No. They puncture this thing. Bunch of baby spiders come running out of the leg of this person.
No.
It wasn't that they were bit.
No.
Wasn't that they were bit. Mama spider laid eggs under the skin while they slept.
No. That's not true.
Yep.
No. I need confirmation. Is that possible?
I will have to put a feeler out to the Capolucci family who shared this story with us. Yeah.
So you just burn off your leg at that point?
I don't know how much the little babies ate in there or whether they had to remove part of the calf like your friend here.
I just cut off my leg. Yeah. Just blowtorch it. Give me the Tiger Woods leg. I don't care. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Pretty gnarly.
That seems like I can't be a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing. They can actually lay eggs in you.
Under your skin. And it's like, and it's actually a good warm place for the eggs to grow and fester. And
thank you for sharing that. You've ruined my entire day. I can't function now. Next time I get a little bump, I'm going to assume. Like, it's bad enough when I feel something like tickle my ear or whatever. Yeah. And, like, something's in there.
You know the feeling when you get like one ant on your arm at a picnic and then the rest of the day you think there's another one?
Like, it's the worst.
Like, you're like, I swear I feel something again.
Oh my God. Now we're laying things. Again, that feels like that's a cheesy 80s horror story.
I don't believe it was.
And yet it's real.
It was relayed by a family friend. We can look into whether that's possible. I believe it is.
Someone just sent us a YouTube clip, and that better not be spiders.
I bet it is. I bet it is. Don't click it.
Hatching from. I have to now.
Okay. Well, I won't be part of that.
Freaking A.
I know. I opened up the Pandora's box here. Let's talk about something a little happier.
Oh yeah. At least it's it's a bot. Well, I know the bot fly. I've seen those.
Okay.
And that is in some way.
And I guess maybe it was that. It might not have been a spider because they just like they woke up with the bite or the eggs under the skin.
I just know that anything like in your skin,
mm-hmm.
I can't.
Nope.
It's like the worst thing in the world. Just the idea of something living like.
Big nope.
No. You see like the like under microscopes or whatever, like the stuff that's living on your skin, mm-hmm. like in your like eyelashes. Just don't do it. Don't mm-hmm. look.
No.
Don't look, because away. It's the worst thing. Or you see, like, the one where, like, there'll be, like, a worm in someone's eye, like a parasite, and you can see it, like go across someone's
eyeball. I just got the chills. I didn't like that.
Great. I'm glad that we're discussing
You guys
this
are
now.
Gross.
Yeah, this is awful.
I'm out on this.
Can I tell you about Captain Oliver, who has quit his job and is taking his cat sailing the high seas from the Oregon coast?
Yeah, let's get a fun animal story that doesn't involve something laying eggs in you.
That's what's coming up. Next in the news, here's Ortner with SportsCenter.
Totally. Now we just got people texting in, like, horrible bug stories. Dreadlocks. Head was itching. Oh, no. Take your cue from there.
No, thank you.
I had a spider in my beard once. Immediately went and took a shower.
I thought you were going to say you shaved the beard.
No, it ruined my whole day. Well, actually, I this was like... It was not a very long beard. This was like early beard days.
Sure.
And I did just go like, I tried washing my face, didn't work. I literally went in and just like ran it under hot water and scrubbed the hell out of it. I probably should have just shaved it, but it ruined my whole day.
I would imagine.
Yeah, you can't. It's not okay.
Oh, look, Ben Stiller's on the NBA pregame show.
Oh, well, he's now like...
he's like Mr. Nick.
Yeah, he's like Mr. Nick.
Him and... your boy, Tim Chalamet.
How small is... I guess Stephen A. Smith isn't that... I think he's actually fairly tall.
Yeah, Stephen A. is a surprisingly large man.
Because Ben Stiller looks tiny.
Yeah.
But I suppose Stephen A. is... Plus that forehead, I think, average... you know, that gets about 3 extra inches on that thing.
Well, it is Friday, May 16. Without further ado, it is time for In the News. I am your stand-in newsman. It is Bike to School Day. Oh. It is National Bike to Work Day. It's also Walk Safely to School Day, so take your choice.
Don't ride the bus.
And much like yesterday...
Is the bus still a thing?
I rode the bus all the way through living in San Francisco.
Yeah. The bus is a thing.
Is still a thing?
Yeah, it's more of a, like, in-the-city thing, though. You're not, like, driving to a spot to then get on a bus. If you're already in the city, then you take the bus.
Because, like, I see sometimes, like, I live, I don't know, half a mile, three-quarters of a mile, maybe, to the high school... And maybe a little longer. It's under a mile to the middle school and the elementary school.
Oh, you're talking high school.
And I often see, like, people on the bus and, like, on a nice sunny day, and I'm always asking, why?
Yeah.
Why would you subject yourself to the bus when it's, like, a 10-minute walk?
Yeah. And that was the nice thing about being in San Francisco. It's always cool. I walked most of the time. But, you know, sometimes you're going across town. It's also National Barbecue Day. Favorite barbecue? Favorite cut of, like, are you pulled pork, ribs, a brisket? Yeah, ribs guy?
Ribs.
My favorite to make, pulled pork. My favorite to eat, ribs. The one I want other people to make, brisket, because it's way too hard.
Yeah, it takes too long. You know, look, barbecue is all fantastic, but I judge your barbecue based on your ribs.
Yep. I think that's right.
The end all to be all for me, and I'm open to different kinds of ribs, but to me, it begins and ends with the delicious rack of ribs.
I'd like to throw burnt ends in there as well.
There you go.
Like, it's not the number one. But it's a quality 3 in your lineup.
Tell you what, you're onto something there. Because if there is going to be something that's going to rival the ribs for me, it's burnt ends.
And I'll tell you what, as a former meat smoker, I make a mean pork belly burnt ends. Way easier than the ribs. The ribs are a little bit more finicky because you got to get the timing just right so that they're not so easy to fall off, but you still get like a little bit of a chew.
See, and I'm not
the pork belly. Burn ends just.
And I'm not super picky. Like, if I pick up the rib and the bone falls out of it, that's fine.
Sure, it still tastes good.
If you got a little chew on it, I'm not a rib snob about, like, you know, the markings of it and all that. Just give me a tasty rib. But the burn end, maybe over some dirty rice or something.
Well, I mentioned this the other day at Yala in Multnomah Village. They do a brisket burnt end hummus at the Mediterranean spot that is delightful.
I know, I need to try that.
Much like yesterday, this is a day that has so many days. I'm going to rip through them. It's Love a Tree Day. It's Mimosa Day. It's NASCAR Day. It's Waiter's Day. It's National Piercing Day. Ever had a piercing?
No. I've never been pierced once.
On my senior trip to Hawaii, I got my eyebrow pierced.
You got your eyebrow pierced?
Yeah. My dad was like, you're taking that out before you go to college, right?
That rocks. I've been needled a lot, but
that's right.
I've never been pierced.
It's National Pizza Party Day. Not Pizza Day, but Pizza Party Day.
Okay.
It's National Sea Monkey Day. Never really did understand the allure of those. National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. Ride a Unicycle Day. How about this? Maybe for the power lesbians. It's National Honor LGBTQ+ Elders Day.
Oh, there you go. Wow. go Power Lesbians. Best neighbors I've ever had.
And finally, it's International Virtual Assistance Day. So if you've got a virtual assistant, thank them.
That is a lot of days. I'm going to stick with
a great many days.
I'm going to stick with the burn ends. I'm going to stick with the barbecue day.
I need to tell you more about Captain Oliver Wigert? Widger.
Is this the guy taken to the high seas?
That's right.
Yeah, I saw this.
So this guy from Oregon, he was a Portland resident. He got hit with like a weird medical diagnosis and that essentially said, with this condition over the course of years, I don't know if it's kind of works like an MS or like a palsy type thing, but that he could be paralyzed in as short as 4 years' time.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, then I'm not, you know, he gets that brush with death or that news and he's like, I'm not wasting any more time. He decides he's going to quit his job despite being $10,000 in debt. He's going to move to the coast. He's going to buy a sailboat and he's going to sail with his cat Phoenix from the Oregon coast to Hawaii.
Yeah. And he's got like over a million TikTok and Instagram followers, so he's probably making a little money off of that.
I would imagine he is. He said, the world kind of sucks, and like, I don't think I'm alone in how I feel with my work. You can be making $150,000 a year, and you still feel like you're just making ends meet. You know what I mean? I think that people are just tired of that and working really hard for nothing and want a way out. So he had been a manager at a tire factory or a tire sales place, and he got, as I said, diagnosed with a syndrome that carries a risk of paralysis, and he's like, just not going to do it anymore. I'm going to do my own thing. And his thing happens to be taking his cat, Phoenix, with him on this sailboat across the Pacific.
Yeah, he had no money, no plan. He had $10,000 worth of debt, and he bought a sailboat and went. By the way, that's pretty kick-ass, but at the same time, like, he's not dying, and he might not be paralyzed. I hope my man doesn't realize, like, in a year's time that a sailboat sinks, he's like $100,000 in debt, and he's like, oh crap, what'd I do with my life? I hope not. I mean, maybe you make a bunch of money off of TikTok and Instagram, and I always feel bad for people that hate their lives.
Yeah.
Like that does suck. I've said that a million times. If I went to work every day in a 9-to-5
and you're just miserable,
cubicle, and I was just miserable,
yeah.
I totally get the notion, and I am so fortunate, knock on for Micah here, that I've never had that. I've never once thought to myself, my life sucks or my job is terrible or I hate doing this. And I can't imagine going through life like that. So for people like this that do it, I hope it works out because that's a really ballsy thing to do. And life's too short to hate. Like, you go to work for 50 weeks a year to then vacation.
You spend such a percentage of your life at that place. If you hate it, change it, man.
Yeah. Or the other one, too, is like if you're working like a menial hourly wage job and that's going to be your lot in life, dude, go work a menial job in like Costa Rica, right? Like, if you're going to work at, if you're going to be a cashier, dude, go be a cashier someplace where it's 84 degrees every day and you can live for pennies. I've never understood living in like Green Bay, making $12.50 an hour, freezing your ass off every day. Nah, dude, put that S in the wind.
Story also points out that upon his arrival in Honolulu, he will have to put his cat Phoenix in a quarantine because you can't just bring your pets over to Hawaii like that.
We were in Hawaii a number of years ago when we were on the beach, and I'm a very crappy surfer. But, you know, when we go someplace, I can get up on a board and, you know, I can pretend to look like I know what I'm doing. And we ran across these bros in Hawaii, and you'll see them. And they work construction like 3 or 4 months out of the year. And that funds, they go from couch to couch.
You're describing the plot of Point Break.
Yeah, and they're just, except they don't rob banks.
Right.
They're kind of bums.
No, but you.
They camp out on beaches and they crash at people. And I was listening to these guys kind of, hey, where are you going next? And I started talking to them and they work just enough.
Yeah, they're work to live guys.
To just put a few bucks in their pocket.
Yep.
And then they bum around for a number of months until they're absolutely dead broke.
Yep.
And then they go work another construction job for a month or two to put enough money in their pocket. And I don't know what you do when you're like 55 or 60.
Yeah.
I'm guessing eventually that runs out. But these guys were all like in their 20s and were total surfer bros. And I'm telling you, they look like they were having a great they look like they were having a great time.
My mom actually had a long-term boyfriend like this. He was a when she was dating him, he was a recovered alcoholic, but in his younger days, he was this dude who was just all about travel and the bars, and he was a super handyman. And so he was always getting contractor jobs and carpentry jobs and things like that. And he would just like stay on people's porches, go spend his money at the bar, take money off people playing darts. And then when he would get enough money to get a one-way ticket to somewhere crazy or different, he would go do it, and he wouldn't come home until he'd worked enough there to pay for the ticket back. So he the guy traveled the world. He went to Africa and Europe and Asia, and like that's how he kind of did it for 10 or 15 years.
I appreciate people that are willing to do their own thing. That's cool. So I'm rooting for, what's this guy's name?
Oliver and Widger. Phoenix. And Phoenix.
I'm rooting for you, man.
Yeah.
I hope this is everything that that it's cracked up to be for.
Couple other items to get to. We'll see how much we have time for. But the one that we need to report on, how many Oregonians cannot afford their current cost of living? We'll get into those figures next. You're listening to In the News, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Just a little bit of time left here in the news before we get to our Diamond Dunkaroos, followed by our Pick Ponies Club. First time ever, Preakness Stakes this weekend. And then we get Joey Harrington, bottom of the hour. Yesterday we had a story about businesses in Oregon hitting the transfer portal. Today, a little bit different one about how many Oregonians cannot afford their cost of living. Now, this is qualified by people who make above the federal poverty line, but not enough to afford basic expenses in their area. Okay. So how many or about what percentage of Oregonians do you believe that applies to?
I'm guessing it applies to a bunch. And because this doesn't sound like it's your own doing. Because I think a lot of people can't afford the lifestyle that they want.
Right.
As opposed to basic necessities. I'll bet you this is like 25% of people maybe.
Nearly half of Oregonians have reported that they are one broken down car repair or one medical bill away from not being able to cover their basic needs.
Yeah, that's tough.
I feel like that's pretty indicative of like the entire country though, isn't it?
I would be interested in wondering how that compares everywhere else. It's a staggering number here. It's probably similar a lot of places.
Well, I mean, like you had this story earlier this year, and I know this is more of an attack on my generation, but you had people that were expensing going to like Stagecoach and Coachella.
Oh, people are doing it with like payment options or whatever. Like I believe the figure that was this year, 60% of the attendees at Coachella did not pay fully in advance to go to Coachella.
Well, and you see it all the time. Like, you see these, and I think they're predatory and they should be illegal, but like these, like, payday loan, like,
Klarna,
services
stuff
or
like
whatever.
That. Yeah.
It's always like the person's in line at the grocery store and it's like, you know, oh, we'll give you a $500 advance. And then he starts buying a bunch of like dumb crap. And you're like,
well, you know, today you don't have to pay for all your groceries. You can just pay for a quarter of them. And you're like, you know, then let me four times my groceries today.
Oh, you see the person, you know, that that's complaining about gas prices. And then you see him come out of the mini bar with three monsters, a bag of Doritos, like $12 beef jerky. And you're like, fast food's another one. Like, fast food is not cheap. Like, if you're living on a day-to-day budget, like, going to McDonald's is not the most cost-effective way to eat, but it's the easiest way to eat. So, you know, there's varying degrees of this, but it's sad. I looked it up and said an estimate 60 to 70% of Americans claim that they live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And I'd say of that, I'm going to say at least 20% is probably your own doing. That you are not living within your means. So but
you could be more prudent about what you're doing.
But
yeah.
That's still probably putting 30, 40, you know, percent at least that literally are busting their ass, that are working two incomes and are struggling. I mean, you look at all those studies, like when anyone from the boomer age is like, why? I raised a family on a single income and I bought my house. And you're like, cool.
Your house cost $30K.
Your house cost $30K. And yes, you made only $45,000 a year, but now that person's making $65,000 a year, but instead of the house, you know, costing $65,000 now, the house costs $450,000.
And that's the big debate du jour right now is everyone's talking about how inflation is going up and everything costs more, but the wages are not keeping up with the same rate of the inflation. Even if people are making more than they used to, that's still being outpaced by the things that we're paying for. And an example of this right here, I mean, everyone's noted how much prices of fast food has gone up, but this report also says that 54% of the state's fast food and counter employees live below that threshold of being able to take care of a medical bill or a car repair if needed, that paycheck. I mean, a full-time job at a counter somewhere does not cover your life anymore. And there are people that you say, oh yeah, I don't have a college, you know, I don't have a high school education. I dropped out early, but like I could do this forever. No, you can't.
Well, and we just in general, and I like to think that the generation coming up is getting smarter, and you hear more people that are investing in the stock market or are saving. But in general, our country just is not. We're more about, if you get a few bucks, you're about buying a bag to make you feel rich, or a chain, or you're trying to buy a car that's way too nice for you. And we love to appear wealthy when we are not. It's like if you go down to certain parts of the country, the one that always got me is when I lived in Florida. If you ever go down to Miami, you'll see a $150,000 car in front of a mobile home. And you're like,
how does that work?
Like, huh?
That's insane.
Yeah, you just see like a real piece of crap house, but there'll be like an exotic car in front of it. And you're like, eh. Well, because when you're driving around, you like to... We are very showy. And that's not everybody. Again, some people are just working their ass off and they can't make ends meet. But it's a... There's probably a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. And you mix it all together. And you know, it's hard for a lot of people right now.
I read a article about how Warren Buffett made his money and how it's all the compounding interest from the stock market and stuff. And it was like, I instantly opened up a stock account like the next day. Mm-hmm. It was like, it just makes sense. Even if it's, you know, 10, 20, you can afford to put in,
if you can
put
just be
in.
Savvy enough to peel off some of your money every month and put it in a basic savings account that earns interest, you're better off than
or high yield.
Burning through it every time. Sure.
But it's hard when you're living paycheck to paycheck. It's hard to tell someone that you need to peel off 10% of your money and put it somewhere. And
yeah, I mean, if people's expenses are different, whether it's medical, whether it's children, whether it's transportation, like whether it's ailing parents, whatever. There's stuff comes up that is hard to deal with, and Oregon, like many of the other states, struggle with it.
That's a crippling number, though. Yeah. That's
over half the people in the state are one bad financial thing away from not being able to hack it.
We found that out during COVID, too. I mean, if the government wasn't handing out money.
I'd really like to know what that is compared to the rest. Like, if you did, like, hey, it's here's Oregon's number, here's Washington's
number.
Like
a ranking of it almost?
I would like to see what that is. I'd also like to see it by age, too, because you're starting to, like, see stories about people who, like, retired for 4 or 5 years, and then they're like, I don't have the finances. I got to go back to work.
Yeah.
Like, that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of people that think retirement is a thing of the past. You know, that you're just... You know, the idea of shutting it down at 55 or 65 may not, I mean, God forbid if something happens to Social Security, you know,
yeah.
Paid into that your whole life and you're going to get there and be like, ah, surprise.
Whoops.
Surprise. You know,
you talked about the person with the $150,000 car in front of the mobile home. Text line points out you can sleep in your car. You can't drive your house.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that, again, like the idea of. It's funny that no matter how hard times get, the one thing that really doesn't suffer a lot of times is luxury items.
Sure.
Like, I remember during COVID when things were tough, and it's still this way. If you go down to Pioneer Courthouse Square, there is a line to get inside, like, Louis Vuitton. And it's not the people that you would think. It's a lot of younger people that like having... You know, if you're carrying around a $3,000 purse, it makes you look and feel a certain way. And so a lot of people that...
It helps some people with their identity complex.
A lot of people that shouldn't be buying $3,000 purses are buying $3,000 purses.
Yeah.
Or the people that took, you know, PPP money and bought four-wheelers with it or, you know, snowmobiles. And you're like, maybe they're not the best use of the money, but...
The Kenny Powers jet ski.
Yeah.
Well, In the News is brought to you by The Advocates. If you've been hurt, you don't need a lawyer. You need an advocate. Advocateslaw.com. We don't have any more time for stories because we need to get to our Diamond Dunkaroos. The best and worst of Shohei Ohtani and the greatest baseball highlights that you haven't seen but need to hear about. That's coming up next. Primetime 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.